with your local sports update. I'm AJ Brammer. The University of Kentucky Wildcats football team made it a 3-0 start to the season following a 35-3 victory against Akron Saturday. Devin Leary threw for 315 yards and 3 touchdowns. UK running backs added 135 yards on the ground and 2 touchdowns, and the Wildcats defense held Akron to less than 300 yards total offense and a field goal. The Wildcats kick off Southeastern Conference play this Saturday when they head to Nashville to take on Vanderbilt in a game you'll be able to hear on your home for UK football, Quixie 98.3. High school football action over the weekend brought mixed results for area teams. Elizabethtown fell to Bardstown 34-21. John Hardin fell to Kentucky Country Day 28-3. North Hardin fell to Pleasure Ridge Park 42-26. Central Hardin fell to Bowling Green 45-6. Meade County defeated Davies County 26-14. Grayson County defeated Moore 27-6. Nelson County defeated Breckenridge County 50-8. Hart County defeated Butler County 48-0. And LaRue County fell to Greene County 36-6. The Cincinnati Bengals are off to an 0-2 start to the season after they fell to the Baltimore Ravens 27-24 Sunday. Joe Burrow threw for 2 touchdowns, and Charlie Jones returned to punt 81 yards for a score, but the Ravens outgained the Bengals by more than 100 yards rushing en route to the win. The Indianapolis Colts defeated the Houston Texans 31-20 Sunday, but they may be without their starting quarterback. Anthony Richardson appeared to suffer a concussion after hitting his head on the turf while scoring a 15-yard rushing touchdown. Gardner Minshew stepped in for Indianapolis after the injury. Starting center Ryan Kelly was also ruled out with a concussion. Denny Hamlin took the checkered flag Saturday night in the Bass Pro Shops night race at Bristol Motor Speedway, and he and 11 other drivers are moving on in the NASCAR playoffs. Michael McDowell, Joey Logano, Kevin Harvick, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. were eliminated after landing in the bottom four of the playoff standings. The field will be cut from 12 to 8 drivers after the next three-race stage, which starts this weekend at Texas Motor Speedway. With sports, I'm AJ Brammer. Thanks for tuning in.